that head off on a big tour with Troy Cassidaly. Sadly, not coming to the Chaffey Theatre, not coming anywhere near the Riverland. And I blame you, Lachie Whittle, after that terrible interview you did with Ian Moss.
Yep, I'm happy to accept that. I'm happy to accept that.
Yes, I'm never going back there in case I have to talk to that Whittle bloke. Just keeps giving that story, doesn't it?
We don't have the audio of it. Maybe one day we'll reenact it.
Do you still tell me things that you've done over the years and then gone, oh, geez, I wish I hadn't told him.
See, that one's out in the open. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. It was so bad. It was. I don't obviously use naughty words in the radio, but it was, like, you can put two words together how bad that was.
Jeez, two swear words.
On my behalf, okay. Not Ian Moss.
Oh, Mossy was great. You completely let it down. All right, 12 after 7, we are playing Dead Jailer Rock and Roll. Friday the 1st of July, International Joke Day. Yeah, we're not joking about with Dead Jailer Rock and Roll. We're taking this serious. The first person, first cab off the rank is Deborah Harry. Tide is high, but I'm born on this day in 1945. Is she dead, jail, or rocking and rolling?
She's rocking and rolling.
She is rocking and rolling. Deborah Harry, 77 today. One of the great punk rockers back in the day. What about John Farnham? He's born in the old dot.
Is he?
Did you know that?
Yeah. So he'd be the son of a 10-pound pom, I would assume.
Probably.
Maybe. Or maybe just born there.
Only 1949.
He is very much rocking and rolling.
Absolutely, he is. What about Fred Schneider? The B-52s.
You know, B-52s is one of those bands you don't know their members' names.
No.
Until then.
Yeah. You go, oh, that's his name. In this world of no wonder.
I haven't heard much of the B-52s of late. I think they peaked at about 1990.
Yeah. But I'm going to the Love Shack.
Go out on a limb and say alive.
Yeah, he's rock alive. Rock. 71 today, Fred Schneider from the B-52s. What about Dan Aykroyd? Dead, jail, or rock and roll?
Yeah, he is rocking and rolling.
He is rocking and rolling, absolutely. Diana, Princess of Wales, born on this day in the old dot, 1961.
She's sadly no longer with us. Do you remember where you were when you heard the news?
Yeah, I was on the radio.
I was playing footy at Mount Lofty.
Were you? One of those 35 metres out, dead centre misses?
I don't know. No, I was in the back lines back then as a junior.
Another story you wish you hadn't told me. This guy.
Hey, baby, welcome on in here to the Wolfman Jack Show for a Tuesday night.
Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, Wolfman Jack, sadly, no longer with us.
Yeah, one of the greats. One of the greats of the radio game. I've got...
What did he do on this day? Like, why was he in the almanac?
He died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, passed away. 1995, 57.
I'm waiting for that bit.
Yeah, he had a heart attack.
Oh.
I mean, a lot of the old rockers do. What? Speaking of old rockers, Robbie Rocket Watts from I Spit On Your Gravy and the Cosmic Psychos. One of the great guitarists ever. Robbie Rocket Watts, dead, jail, or rock and roll? King of the double flanny.
I'm going to go rocking and rolling.
You're going to say rocking and rolling? I told you yesterday that I went and saw, it was the anniversary of seeing the Psychos for the first time.
Yes.
That was 2006.
Oh.
It was on this day in 2006. Yes, it's a very sad day.
Very sad.
Very sad day for the Australian punk and shed rock, pub rock scene.
Apologies for my lack of knowledge of Cosmic Psychos members.
And well done on us for getting I Spit On Your Gravy on the air this morning. Piranha, one of the great songs. I can guarantee you that's never been played out on a commercial radio station ever. All right, one final one for you. Dead, jail, or rock and roll? The Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
they're 90 today or something, aren't they? But we're older.
They're still about.
Yeah.
Oh, they're still going.
I heard something about him celebrating a birthday today, but it was 5 RM's older.
1932, it was switched on. Founded in 1929 as the Australian Broadcasting Company. A big one. I'm going to give you 50,000 points this morning.